Hey everyone, welcome to Gayatri Luck India, in short GLI, G-L-I. Service episode 4. Previous episode, I said that kindness is not foolishness. Only weak people consider kindness as foolishness, and this came from Gary V. He retweeted someone who commented on his comment section. Okay. Coming to the next level, it's like my parents are really very kind. I told you before, and I also told that I considered them as foolish because of many people took advantage of them. And like, it's not about them. It doesn't disclose what they are. It discloses what my parents are. And I said that I agree with them. But there is one limitation to it. You helped a person. Everyone is making fun of you. But still, you believed that you want to serve them. Okay, whatever you have. If you have, see, you may have, for example, you may have 1 lakh. And there is a person who need it. And you felt to serve them. You helped them. Everyone is making fun of you. You're such a fool. You gave money to them. And everything, you are in loss. They betrayed you. They took advantage of you. It's okay. If you're serving them, if it is genuinely getting into service mode. But what if you're serving the wrong person? Means what? Is it a kindness? Like suppose there is a person who has acres and acres of land. But when they come to your house, they behave like a beggar. They pretend like a beggar so that you give everything you have and you do it, and then they take advantage of it, and then again they blame you. You're such a fool. Okay, you are such a fool. Okay, see, there is a difference. If the person is poor one, if he's saying some story to you, like if you're thinking of their financial condition, okay, this is the condition, maybe they are in need. So, you believed them and you gave them and they took misadvantage of you. It comes in two categories. Okay? I'm not saying that when you think of the other person's background, if they're rich and behave like a beggar and you know that they are rich and still you're spending money for them, they take advantage of it and they misuse it and they blame you back and talk down on you. Okay. Because you're kind enough, you believed them. But what is, if that is happening again and again and again in your lifetime, what does it say? Life itself is testing you again and again. You're supposed to learn from it, grow out of it. You should get out and say that. You know, if you're not growing out of it, you're still helping the same person in the same way again and again. It's no longer a, what do you call it? It's no longer a kindness. It is to be considered as a weakness. Yes, it is. See, okay, sometimes the people say, you know, when I was in help, it's not in my father condition. No, nobody came when he was in need. It's not him. It's story from other side. Like, there are people like, they will say like, you know, when I was in trouble long, long ago, they helped me. So I'm being grateful to them. There is a limit. You can be grateful. Being grateful is different and being foolish is entirely different. Just because I told a story before, like there will be a flood. And a man, he takes shelter on a tree, and on that same tree there is a cobra on it, and for 3 days there will be continuous rains, and once the flood is over, before getting down, the man feels that, oh, I should be very grateful to this cobra for not biting me. So he is very grateful, so he goes to it to pat it, and it will suddenly hiss and it will bit him and he'll die on the spot. Just because they helped you, you should not go to the wild animals or to the poisonous people, go give shake hand and entertain them and be a puppet in their hands. It's no longer being grateful. That's called being foolish. There is a huge difference between being grateful and being foolish. So first understand, if you're helping in a way to the people who doesn't need it, if you're helping to the people who need it or you think they need it, it's different. You know that they don't need it, but you couldn't escape the situation. You couldn't say no to them just because that you're serving them. It's no longer a kindness. It is called weakness. And yeah, there are people for which, like my mom, that she trusted many people. They're her own siblings, like cousin siblings, and they promised, they did two businesses all together. Like she invested on them, she gave them for money for the lending, and they betrayed. It's not service. It's not service. It doesn't come into the service. So it comes into a different category. But the same person arrives back to the house and she's sitting on your own bed and she's eating your food and she's talking down on you. You're foolish people. See him, he built a lot of building and all. That's service. Because my mom knows now if she kicks her out of the house, she will be homeless, because the person who she is praising, he is building that much big building, that person wouldn't allow her inside. That person also, the woman who she's talking down also knows it. She's okay with it. Even though they don't allow me inside, even though they treat me like a dog, I am fine with it. I love the people of richness, not like you foolishness. She's cursing us. At the same time, she's eating. My mom, why did she not do anything? Because past is past, or money lending or betraying with the money, it's different thing. Praising them, that's not up to us. It's her choice. She will praise whoever she wants. But my duty is like, I'm not going to let her go out without eating. So for my mother, that's like, it's a service. See, even a stranger comes to our home, we will offer food for them. That's my character. That's her mom, my mom's nature, basically. So she's okay with the past, and she is okay with her curses also, and praising other people also. She's that kind. I call that kind, because I'm not that good-hearted. I will not forget, first of all. I want revenge. I will not forgive, and I will not even allow them to enter the house. And my mom is, I don't understand, like my mom is like, okay, let her praise them. What's wrong with us? Like, she's wasting all, she's not dumping the food. Wasting, I'm like, mommy, it's waste to give her food. My mom is like, waste? What do you call waste? I'm not investing her. I'm just giving her, feeding her. She's hungry. She's coming from such a long place. And we know her. She wouldn't go to any restaurant to eat. She's alone, first of all. So someone had to feed her, and she's part of the family. And I don't know whether that to be called as a kindness or a foolishness. And this is the category I'm seeing. After a level, we should really question. If you can't get away with it, it becomes, we can definitely call that kindness as a weakness. Serve the people who need it, not the people who pretend as if they need it. So we should be able to identify the person, serve the people who deserves it. If they don't deserve it, don't do it. Deserving is definitely important. And it's not like they deserve it or not by qualification. They need it. If they need it, you have to do it. I want to continue this with a story. It's a very thing, like a person becomes rich all of a sudden and all wrong people gather around him. He will be spending everything for them, for those wrong people, and ends up having nothing. And all the people who are around him, once the money is gone, and they're gone. So spending for those kind of people, is that a kindness? That's definitely not a kindness. It comes into foolishness. Either or a weakness, that definitely doesn't come into kindness, because he served the wrong people. He should be serving some beggars. That's good. Even if there is no return, it at least fills someone's real, people who needed it. Necessity is the real key point here. That's what I really want to mean, tell. Because I've seen many stories. You all be knowing easily. When you have money, all the relatives will come. Once the money is gone with you, everything they'll just make you to spend everything as long as you try to spend money for them. Once everything is gone, they'll not even turn back and they'll not even help you back. Serving such kind of people will never come under kindness. Apart from the need, my mom, she served food when she's really in need. We know how much she carries money, or we know that the people who she's so admired, they won't feed. She's not going to eat out. So in that situations, it's a service. I really admire it. But still talking to them, being in contact with those people, my mom is no longer in contact with them. I'm proud of it. But it took long time for her to get rid of those people. It took really long time. So it's not easy for everyone to get out. And I see these situations repeatedly happening again and again. And it's not from one place. Like, I went to see from Bhanumati movies, which were very old. It's black and white and it's very old. My mother was kid. And there are movies which my grandmother's generation movies also, starting scope of movies. From those days, these problems were there between the siblings and relatives. It's still continuing in the latest movies also. So this is a repeated problem in the families. So with the people surrounding us in the society. So I want to make clear, if they helped you in the past, be grateful. And genuinely, if they need help, help them. But if they are poisonous or wild animals, don't go. That's because, like, cunning, fully, if they are cunning, poisonous, wild animals who swallow you, don't do it. That's called not being grateful. It's called being foolish. You can just take Karna in Bhagavad Gita. We have a character who is Karna in Mahabharatam. He is a very, very, very kind man. Even in India, if you say someone like, someone who is very, so kind, and if they donate everything, they just compare him with Karna. And Karna is a very kind man, and he took the side of wrong side. Means he supported evil brothers. Why? Because one of the evil brother helped him, offered him everything. Like offered him shelter, offered him friendship position, like everything. And I wish, like, if I had a time machine, I want to go back to him and tell the snake story that I told you all before. And I want to convince him, be grateful, not foolish. Cut them off, like, don't support them. I really want to build a time machine and go back in time, and I want to tell him the snake story. Just because snake gave you shelter, you should not go pat it. It will bite you. So I want to tell this to Karna. So same way, there is a huge difference between kindness and weakness. There is a huge difference between being grateful and being foolish. Be kind, but doesn't let that kindness become your weakness. And be grateful, but doesn't let that being grateful become foolishness. That's it, guys. Bye. If you want to watch me, you can watch me on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Google Plus, Gayatri Telugu Podcast, and everything others, Gayatri Luck India, all the others. Even a blog, Gayatri Luck India. Bye, guys.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.